السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. So in today's juz, the 24th juz of the Quran, one of the surahs recited was Surah Az-Zumar. And this was the second part of the surah. And there is a passage or a few verses in the surah which Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says are the most hope-inducing ayats of the Quran. In other words, it gives a person the greatest hope. So Allah Ta'ala in ayah number 53 mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to my slaves, those who have transgressed against themselves, that do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the backdrop to this verse is that some people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they mentioned to him that they have come from a background of kufr and they've also committed many sins. They've murdered many people, they've committed other shameless acts. If they accept Islam, will they be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala then revealed this verse in response to this question. They tell these people who have transgressed against themselves. Now this word asrafu ala anfusim, or this term asrafa yusrifu israf. Israf means to go beyond the bounds in something, to exceed the limits. In other words, to violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says asrafu ala anfusihim. When we commit any sins, the effect of those sins ultimately come back to us. We will have to suffer the consequences of that. Allah Ta'ala says, may ya'mal su'a yudza bihi. This is Allah's universal law, that if anyone commits any sin, any haram, he violates any law of Allah Ta'ala, then necessarily there is going to be a consequence that's going to rebound on him. So, when a person commits a sin, he makes zulm upon himself. Like Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. When people receive the adhab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they have actually brought it upon themselves by their actions. And they make zulm upon themselves because for one, through sins, we deprive ourselves of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas, Allah Ta'ala's favors. That's one. And the second thing is that we present ourselves for Allah's azab. So both ways we lose out. We are deprived of Allah's favors and on top of that we get azab as well. So you are making zulm upon yourself. So Allah Ta'ala says, asrafu ala anfusim, they have transgressed against themselves. Sometimes we may violate the laws of Allah Ta'ala. This doesn't hurt Allah in any way whatsoever. Sometimes we harm the khalq, the makhluk, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we harm others, but more importantly, we harm ourselves in the process. So we may think that we are doing something to someone, but in reality, we are causing the most harm upon ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, they've done this, but they must not, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. It doesn't matter what those sins are, how many they were. Allah's maghfirat is so great that the moment the person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks for forgiveness sincerely, Allah has promised, He has guaranteed that those sins will be forgiven. They will be completely wiped out, erased from his register. The effects of the sins that have fallen upon the heart of the person, that is wiped out as well. That is removed as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in hadith that إِذَا أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ نُكِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. That when a person commits a sin, any sin, then a black spot comes onto his heart. The effect of the sin is that it creates this black spot, this darkness within the heart. But إِذَا تَابَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ مُحِيَتْ وَسُقِلَتْ. that the moment the person makes tawbah and istighfar, he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks for forgiveness, then that spot is removed, that stain is removed from the heart. But if the person doesn't engage in tawbah and istighfar, then what happens? There is an accumulation of this darkness in the heart. Every time the person commits a sin, a new darkness comes in, another spot, and it just increases and grows until it covers the whole heart. The heart becomes so dark that it now is incapable of receiving any light, any irshad, any guidance, any advice, any nasihat. That's what happens. The heart becomes hard. It's like rock, it's like stone, that nothing can penetrate anymore. So Allah Ta'ala says the cure for all of this is istighfar. To turn to Allah Ta'ala, because Allah forgives all sins. There is a hadith Qudsi where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that Allah Ta'ala himself says that Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, addressing every human being, ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. That as long as you make dua to me, you supplicate to me, you turn to me and ask for your need, whether the need is maghfirat, whether the need is anything else, warajotani, and you have hope in me, you have hope in my mercy, you have hope in my ihsan to you, you have hope in me giving you what you are asking for, ghafartu lak, I will forgive you. As long as you have hope in me, I will forgive you. Wala ubali, and it would mean nothing to me to do this. It's not a problem for me to do this. Ala ma kana minka. And it doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what you have done. You could have committed the worst sin. You can have committed so many sins. The hadith continues. Lo balaghat dhunubaka anan as-sama. If your sins, summa istaghfartani ghafartu lak, and then you ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. Meaning, I will erase all those sins. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we are seeking on these Mubarak nights now. So we must have this full yaqeen. Again, today's Tarawih also, Allah ta'ala, we read the verse in the next surah. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that ud'uni, make dua to me, astajib lakum, I will answer your dua. Allah is promising that. Ad-du'a huwa mukhul ibadah, ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Dua is the very essence of ibadah, that we acknowledge that we have a Rabb. And whatever our need is, He is the one who is going to fulfill it, no one else. Whether that need is maghfirat, whether that need is hidayat, whether that need is some worldly need, shifa, you have a financial problem, whatever the need is, but Allah Ta'ala says, just turn to me with your need. And I am guaranteeing that I am going to answer your dua. So this is why this ayat is regarded as the most hope-inducing ayat in the Quran by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. And turn to your Rabb and surrender to Him, submit to Him, before the azab comes to you. So, there must be no delay in this tawbah, because we don't know when Allah's azab is going to come. Allah in His hilm, His tolerance, His mercy, He gives us respite sometimes, so that we may turn to Him. But that is not indefinite. We carry on committing sins, then Allah's azab can, before we know it, it will come upon us. And then we'll be regretting. Or worse than that, موت will come to us. Like Allah Ta'ala says, حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت. There's no tawbah for that person who, when موت comes to him now, and now he's seeing the angel of death. He's saying, تبت الآن. Now I'm making tawbah. So it doesn't work at that point. So because موت is uncertain, none of us know when it's going to come to us. We have to make sure that the moment we lapse, we need to return back to Allah Ta'ala. We need to make tawbah, istighfar, seek forgiveness immediately for that sin, with that niyat and intention that I'm not going to return to this. That's the condition. And obviously, another condition is that if it involves the hukuk of any person, then we have to make sure that we rectify that. We fulfill their haq. If we have usurped their property, if we have violated their honor in any way whatsoever, if we have hurt them, we have to ask them for forgiveness. Allah will not forgive you until they forgive you. So this is what is necessary. So we are making dua to Allah, we want to make tawbah and seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And the great thing about this tawbah is that once you make this tawbah, you are now accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are His wali. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who make tawbah. You are the beloved of Allah. So there is no room for despair in the court of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, Allah has mentioned that to despair of Allah's mercy is a sign of kufr. In fact, it is kufr. Al-Iman bain al-khawf wal-raja. The aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah is that Iman is between khawf, fear, that we fear our sins, we fear the consequences of our actions, but at the same time, there is a balance, we have hope in Allah's mercy as well. But it shouldn't be that kind of hope that emboldens you to continue sinning. You say, Allah is very merciful, so let me carry on. No. Then you are playing with Allah's maghfirat and forgiveness, and then you are setting yourself up for destruction. So the moment we realize we have lapsed, we have done something wrong, immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's doors are always open. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great value of Iman. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Allah is speaking about the malaika here. Those that carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. There are 8 malaika that carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then all those that are around them. Now, those malaika, we don't know how many they are. There are thousands or millions of them. Now, these malaika, Allah Ta'ala says, they have brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are believers, they are mu'mineen. The demand of Iman is that you love every other mu'min. You are a well-wisher for every other mu'min. So the malaika have great love for the people of Iman. Just as every mu'min is supposed to have love for every other mu'min. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. No one of you has Iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. إنما المؤمنون إخوة. So the mu'minun includes not only ourselves, but the malaika and the jinn that are believers as well. All those that bring Iman, in fact, even those things that we consider to be the inanimate creations of Allah Ta'ala, they also have a soul. Whether it's, you know, the stones, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have great love for the believers, the people of Iman. And especially those, as it mentioned here, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ. They make dua of istighfar for the people of Iman, these malaika. And they say, رَبَّنَا وَسِعَتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Our Rabb, you have encompassed everything in your rahmah and your ilm. Your ilm and rahmah encompasses everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. Now they are making dua for the people of Iman, but there is a takhsis here. They are saying, forgive those who have made tawbah and they are following your way. In other words, they are following your deen, your sharia. So, when we make tawbah, we are now getting the du'as of the malaika. Constantly. We turn to Allah and we are following the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And they say, وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And save them from the azab of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. Then they are asking Allah Ta'ala to enter us into Jannat, into those gardens of Adn, which you have promised them, and not only them, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. And those that are salih, those that have brought Iman also, of their parents and their spouses and their children. goodness, the malaika are making this dua for us. So this is the great value of iman. And this is, the lesson in this is that we should be making this dua also for every other believer. So we should include all the mu'mineen in our du'as always, and ourselves. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And they also make dua that Allah must protect us from sins. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. Because that person whom you have protected from sins on that day will gain your mercy. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the great success. This one final verse we'll come to, and this is again in the next surah, which is Surah Hamim, As-Sajda. It's quite a famous verse. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than the one who invites towards Allah? وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he does righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And he says that I am from the Muslims. I am from those who have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is to give dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that our a'mal must be salih, our a'mal must be correct. We cannot be giving da'wah to the Allah and His deen when our a'mal don't conform to that. There is a contradiction. And that da'wah will not have effect when our a'mal are not salih. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. That good and evil are not equal. They are two different things. They do not have the same effect. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. So repel that which is with that which is best. In other words, when you are confronted with something bad, you have to reply with something good. So someone says or does something to you, some people, like especially in this field of da'wah, very often when we're giving da'wah, especially to non-Muslims, for them it's like a challenge sometimes. If they feel that you are challenging them, you are telling them that they are wrong, immediately their ego is going to take over. Very often they can become hostile. We know what happened with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Sahaba. And we find that those that are involved in this field of da'wah, when they engage with people, this is what happens more often than not. It's not that people just suddenly readily accept what you are telling them. So there's going to be some hostility. But this is where now you've got to repel that with goodness. You've got to show good character. You can't insult people, but you've got to speak good words to them. But more importantly, you've got to show them ihsan. This is the important thing. But this applies not only when we are giving da'wah, but even in our general circumstances, whether it's in our domestic issues, whether it's with people we deal with on a daily basis. We very often find sometimes there are situations of dispute, conflict, and it becomes, you know, a point of hostility between people now. People don't want to talk to each other, or they become, you know, abusive to one another. So what the Quran is teaching us is that no matter what you receive from the other person, you always respond with the opposite. You respond with good. You can continue with ihsan. So the effect of this is this draws Allah Ta'ala's mercy. That response from you of ihsan, like the hadith says, ahsin ila man asa'ak, do good to those that harm you. Normally the knee-jerk response is that when someone harms you, he causes some taklif to you, you want to reciprocate. But the Quran and Sunnah teaches us that you actually you respond with something good, with ihsan. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. So what will happen is that person with whom you have this hostility, or who is hostile towards you, he will become a wali, that is hamim. He will become a friend, someone beloved to you. A very, very close person who has great love for you. Now this is the effect of your amal, which draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will affect the heart of that person. A lot of times we want to reform people, we want to change them. We say they got bad habits, they don't speak well, or they behave inappropriately, so we want to change them. But so we want to give them advice. tell. So the advice we say we have to give, we do have to make amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. You have to prohibit them from evil. But sometimes when you take that approach, that you tell them that you are wrong, you mustn't do this, it's going to create more enmity. But if you respond with ihsan to that person, that is what's going to affect the heart. So this is a very, very important lesson that we need to apply in our daily lives. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.